Good morning, everybody. It's good to have you here this morning. I know that this is not quite Father's Day, but we're going to start looking at what a perfect father looks like. And we're not going to be looking at us, guys. We're going to be looking at our perfect Father, our Father God. You see, if we're Christians, if we're in the family of God, we look to God and to His Word to understand what a perfect father looks like. But the rest of the world really doesn't have a clue. I mean, really, you know, there are some pretty good dads out there, but a perfect father is really something we have a lot of trouble getting a hold of. We really do, because most of us, even if our dad was a pretty good dad, we still have those times when he wasn't a pretty good dad. And we have those times when we haven't been very good dads. So as God's children, we are spending the rest of our lives trying to figure out what a perfect father looks like. We really are, aren't we? We really are. And a really good place to start is in Psalm 18, verses 30 through 32. And it says, As for God and his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my way perfect. Scripture says that God's way is perfect. Now, if God's way is perfect, what does that make him? Perfect. Yeah. In order to have a perfect way, in order to set forth a perfect way in our life, God has to be perfect. So we're looking at a perfect, perfect father. And in this scripture, it tells us three things specifically about God and his perfection. You go through the Bible, we could spend the rest of our lives studying this out. I found some scriptures that I feel are really key scriptures. They're that set of keys you should put on your key ring and carry around with you spiritually. When I first started up working at the college, I was the night supervisor up there. And so they handed me this key ring. I'm not kidding you. This thing was like 4 inches in diameter. I don't know how many keys it had on it, but I had a key to every door except two. One involved security and one involved the president's office. But I had a key to every door on the campus, so I could literally open up every door on campus. The problem was finding the right key. And so one day I went to my supervisor and I told her my problem was I was spending most of my time finding the right key to get in to whatever room I had to. She goes, "You don't have a master key?" I didn't know there was a master key. And she said, "Give me that key." And she gave me one key. It's a master key. And I like to do the same thing with the Word of God. I like to take those things that are very, very, very masterful in walking out our life with God. And I like to keep those. I kind of shorten my keys down. And usually I memorize those key scriptures. This one I'm in the process of doing that. But there are three things in this psalm that tell us about our Father God. First of all, He protects. He is a shield for all who what? Take refuge in Him. So taking refuge in Him is on us. God provides the shield. He provides the refuge, but we have to get in behind it. We have to get in behind it. Now, for years and years and years, the shield wasn't that important in our day-to-day life. It used to be in medieval times. But now, have you seen like the new police officers, and when they respond, what do they have? They have these shields. They've gone back to shields because shields are an incredible protection. They protect the vital parts of your body. They protect what is important. And God's shield, trust me, it's big. There's plenty of room for you. Get behind his shield. It says he is a shield for all who take refuge in him. When we get in trouble is when we get out ahead of God, we get out from underneath that shield or from behind that shield, and we let the world take shots at us. We let the world wound us and injure us because we're not behind the shield of God. Another thing that this scripture tells us is that he provides. It is God who arms me with strength. Not me. Not me. It is great to stay physically active and to stay mentally active, but the real strength, the spiritual strength, the strength that motivates us, the strength that gives us our physical and our mental vitality, it comes from God. It says, he arms me with strength. God arms me with strength. And then the third thing he does, and I didn't mean for all of them to start with P, they just do, okay? He protects, okay? And he makes my way perfect. He perfects. He makes my way perfect. That whole perfect thing, I struggle with. I know I'm not perfect, but God is. And when we let God into us, he perfects. This scripture doesn't say that he makes you perfect instantly. He says he perfects. It's an ongoing process. He perfects. So he is in the job of perfecting us. This morning, I want to look at the first one. Our perfect Father protects. Our perfect Father protects. So many times, you know, we can go to a lot of different scriptures that talk about he is our stronghold, he is our castle, he is our shield, he is our sword, he is our helmet, he is our breastplate, he is all those. But if we go clear back to the beginning of learning about God's protection, God tells Abraham and Joshua to tell the priests to do something so that his people are under his protection. And this it's called the Levitical blessing. The Levites were to pronounce this blessing over the people of Israel. And we find it in Numbers 6. And it is a Levitical blessing where God says, I want you to speak this over them because this is powerful. This is protection. And so I want us to go to Numbers 6, 22 through 27, where the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, tell the priests, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace, so that they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. That word blessing is in there a lot. You could put protect in the same place as that word blessing. Protect. God says, I want you to pronounce over them my pronouncement, my promise of blessing, my promise of protection. I want the people who are my people to know this. And we are now his people. We are now his children. We've been adopted in. And I am so glad I've been adopted into a family that's not dysfunctional. Right? God adopts us into this perfect family who has a lot of imperfect people in it. But God says, I have this blessing over each and every one of you. And the first thing he tells them is let them know that the Lord bless you and keep you. That word keep is a very interesting word. It's a very interesting word. If you remember, the Hebrew language has a numerical value, it has a illustrative value, and it has an alphabetical value. So every Hebrew word is a story picture in itself. It is something that just blows up in the mind of an Israelite, of a Hebrew. When they say a word, there's a lot of things, depending upon how that word is put in a sentence. This word, keep, means to properly hedge around someone. Okay, that's what it means literally. Figuratively and illustratively, it means a thorn hedge. God says, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to put a hedge of thorns around you. Can you think of anything worse than going through a hedge of thorns? You get to a wall and you think, well, if there's little cracks in it, I can crawl over the wall or I can catapult over the wall. But if you mess up going through a hedge of thorns, you're just in trouble. They grab you, they poke you, they cut you, they stop you, they make you hurt. Now, what's very interesting about this hedge of thorns, it's got thorns on both sides. God says, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you safe, and I'm going to keep you where you belong. How many times have you got outside of God's will, and you got there and you went, ouch, this hurts? Because you've come up against God's protective hedge of spiritual thorns. God says, I love you so much. I want to keep you in this place where I can protect you. The Lord, it says there, then it says, the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Make his face shine on you. Like I said, every Hebrew word means something at least three different ways. This Hebrew word means the break of day. The ray of light that is so bright that it gives hope. This morning as we were coming to church, we drive east into the sun, and we had a snow and a rain last night, so the road was reflecting the sun's ray. I had my visor down, so the sun didn't blind me. I had my sunglasses on, and I had my hand up, shielding the road, driving like this, and I thought, if a police officer sees me, he's definitely going to pull me over. So what is this guy doing? And I was driving about 15 miles an hour. I mean, I'm getting old, but I don't know if I need to drive that slow, you know? And I thought about that when I was coming. That is exactly what happens when God's face shines on us. It's so bright, we can't really look into it, but it gives us hope. Think about it. It's been dark all night. It drizzled. It sleeted. It snowed. The sun comes out and things start melting. And you're like, yes, it's going to be one of those days. And God's saying every morning you need to get up and say, yes, it's going to be one of those days because God's face is shining on me. And it says in that scriptures, and he's going to be gracious to you. This is incredible because the word gracious means that God is going to bend down or stoop in kindness to someone inferior, and that's us. We are totally inferior to God. God's going to shine his face on us, and then he's going to bend down in favor. He's going to move. And this word means he's going to move by petition. Which means when we go to God and we ask him to do things for us, he's going to do things for us, maybe not what we wanted him to do for us. And it also means that the Holy Spirit is petitioning, Jesus is petitioning for us. And it says that God is going to show mercy graciously upon us. That's what be gracious to you means. And the root of this word implies the slanting rays of evening. Now, I find it very, very interesting in this one sentence. God's going to shine his face on us in the morning. It's going to be so bright that he's going to give us hope. But it says that he's also going to give us the slanting rays of evening. And the picture of this is being in a tent, being in a protective covering, being in your home, watching the slanting rays of evening. You can look at them without being blinded, and they're beautiful because those rays are being bent through the clouds in the atmosphere, and it gives you that sunset to remind you what a beautiful day you've had and what a beautiful future awaits you. The sky looks and feels closer in the evening. Think about that. It literally feels closer in the evening. When the moon comes up at night, it's bigger. It looks closer. When the sun goes down, the sunset is bigger. It looks closer. Do you think maybe God planned it that way? So in the morning, we're just like, wow, it's so bright. In the evening, we're like, oh, that's so beautiful. And sometimes if you get up early enough, you see a beautiful, beautiful sunrise also. It's like God's kind of letting you know things are going to get bright. Things are going to get better. But this sentence is telling us that God is in the process of doing something wonderful every day. It says, then the Lord will turn his face towards you and give you peace. When we begin each day with the hope of God shining on us and in us, and when we end each day with that reflective glory of God coming back and reminding us, okay? It says that during the day, when we live like that, when we expect God to show up and we know that he has, we give him thanks for it. It says here in this sentence that his face turns towards us and gives us peace. What does that mean? It means God's watching you all day long. What an incredible picture of a perfect father. I'm going to give you hope. I'm going to give you a great ending, and I've been there. And I'm watching you through the whole thing. The only time that's uncomfortable is when we're doing something we shouldn't be doing. But he's watching us. And it says that the Lord will turn his face and he will give you peace, which really means he is watching us with pleasure. He's watching us with pleasure. I can remember times growing up, you know, doing something and just happening to catch my dad's face watching me, and he'd just have a smile on his face. I mean, playing shortstop, Little League, playing shortstop. Man, I caught a line drive. I caught it, and it was mine. And I was getting ready to throw the pitcher, and I saw my dad. Man, I'll tell you what, you would have thought he caught that line drive. And that's God. He's up there saying, look, this pleases me. I will turn my face towards you and I will give you peace. He is giving us safety and completeness every day. If we recognize him as our Father, if we look at the hope he's giving us every day, if we stop and reflect on what he's given us in the beauty in our relationship with God, and if we realize that he's looking over us all day long, he is giving us safety and completeness. In fact, a lot of these words also that we talked about today, peace, rest, okay? It says blessing also have to do with the word completeness. Completeness. So I encourage all of you, every day, take time in the morning, even when it's cloudy outside, take time to know that the Father's face is shining on you. And I put this in the bulletin if you want to take it with you. Take time during the day to know that the Father's face is following you. And take time in the evening to know that the Father's grace is close to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you are a perfect Father. And we thank you, Lord, that your protection is over us in many, many blessings. But this blessing was one of the first that you told the leaders of our family to pronounce over their children. So, Father, this morning we pray this prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So that, Lord, your name will be upon us and you will bless us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.